Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 78, Allie. Jace hadn't been kidding when he said that there would be more security around Redwood tonight. I shut Amani's car door and hopped onto the sidewalk leading toward the bleachers. Cops were stationed at every corner, every block, and at least every 20 feet. Maddie stood next to me, bouncing on her toes as we waited for Amani to text someone, probably Joao, as they had been fighting endlessly this past week. I crossed my arms and sank as far down into my winter jacket as humanly possible. When she finally shut the damn phone off and walked to the entrance of the bleachers with us, two cops stopped us with handheld metal detectors, waving them in the air. "Arms up, girls," one said, lips curled into a smirk. "We need to check you." I scrunched up my nose and held up my arms, letting him glide the detector across the front of my body. He instructed me to turn around and then swiped it across my back, stopping when he reached my ass. When no damn beep came, he cleared his throat.
"Do you have anything in your back pockets?"
Reaching into my back pocket, I pulled out my wallet and handed it to Imani, who waited beside me with Maddie. Imani glared at the police officer with a scowl, knowing exactly what he was really doing. "She's fine," Imani snapped. "She doesn't have anything." The officer swiped his detector against my backside again and paused.
"Anything else back there?"
he asked, crouched down behind me with his head parallel to my ass. Wanting to just sit down, I reached into my pockets again to feel around, knowing that there wasn't anything. I pulled my hand back out and shook my head. "There's nothing," I said, glancing back down at him and catching the fucking bulge in his pants.
"We're going to have to search you," he said.
My heart dropped, and I shook my head. "No, you're not searching me."
"If you want to make this difficult, ma'am, you can leave."
But I couldn't leave. I needed to be here for Jace. Nobody else was. "Just let me pass. I don't have anything,"
says everyone who's guilty.
"Please," I whispered. "I'm so late," Nicole said, hurrying in behind us in a scandalous cheerleading uniform that barely covered her ass. She pushed me to the side, whispering for me to hurry past the officers, and held her hands up. "Please, let me through." The officer whisked his metal detector over the back of her body, then the front, stopping when he reached her breasts.
"What do you have under your shirt?"
he asked her, shamelessly staring at her breasts. She gave him a sweet smile, but it didn't reach her dull eyes. "Do you want to check?"
"I'll have to take you somewhere private to be certain. We aren't taking any chances tonight, especially after what happened at the last game,"
the officer said, but I knew that was a lie. He wanted to touch her, to feel her up, to break the fucking law and fuck a minor tonight. He didn't care about the death of the most hated man in Redwood. "All right," she said, glancing at me, then at the field, as if to tell me to get out of here. I pressed my lips together, my heart aching at the thought of Nicole doing this for me. I wanted to go after her and tell her not to do it. I wanted to fucking hate her for everything she had done to me. I didn't want to believe her, just like Poison didn't. But I did. This proved to me that she had been dealing with this sort of thing for God knew how long. And I fucking hated this town and everything about it. Imani grasped my hand and pulled me up to the bleachers. "Come on." When Nicole and the police officer disappeared into a small building, I clenched my jaw and continued up to the bleachers. Poison walked in a few moments later, not being harassed by the police at all. Hell, they didn't even get fucking scanned for guns and weapons, a test that I knew they'd all fail. They sauntered up the bleachers and toward us. I balled my hands into fists, watching as the police stopped girl after girl to check them for weapons of any kind. Fuck the fucking police for thinking that they owned this entire town and could do as they pleased. One day, they'd get what was coming to them.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.